seeing red.
Above all, my first impression of her was her lips. The rest of her face was completely free of makeup, but every day, without fail, her lips were painted in a thick and glossy bright red. I met her on the first day of class. I was on exchange at a Chinese university, and she walked into the classroom a little late. There were still a few empty seats, including one next to me. She chose that seat, and thereafter, it became hers. We saw each other every day in the classroom. Her Chinese was so good that it made me hate being in the same level. There were 5 levels of Chinese class, and we were 2nd from the top. Quite an advanced class, I guess. But the only reason I could think that we were in the same class was because the placement test was writing only. As my Chinese reading and writing were far better than my speaking and listening, to my ears, her Chinese sounded much smoother and more natural. I was jealous. It turned out that she was of Chinese descent. She also had a Chinese name, but she preferred using her Spanish one. She was a bit of a mystery. Despite coming to class late every day, she always had her lips perfectly painted. Anyway, one day, our teacher, who usually only wore very drab clothing, came in a puffy sky blue cardigan, my favorite color. I couldn't help but say, "Wow, that looks really good on you." Taking my seat, my red-lipped friend said something in Chinese that sounded harsh, but I didn't understand. I asked her to write it down and looked it up in the dictionary. Sycophant was the result. After class, I confronted her. "What did you mean?" I asked her, this time a bit harsh myself. "Well, you are, right? No one would compliment that cardigan. You don't really think it looks good, right? And the exams are coming." I was aghast. It's normal to me to compliment someone's clothing. I did think it looked good. She was silent for a moment, then said, "If you really thought it looked good, I'm sorry." But I began to doubt myself. Had I really just been trying to score points with the teacher? Either way, this red-lipped girl interested me. I invited her to lunch. Anyway, towards the end of our meal in the cafeteria, she began ripping her napkin into small pieces and dropping them on the floor. I asked her what she was doing, and her response floored me. The food was satisfying, and look, she pointed to the waiting staff, who looked slightly bored standing against the wall. "I'm making work for them," she said. "If everyone stingily cleans their plates and is as tidy as you, they won't have a job." This led to a fight, and not our last. One night, a while later, she rolled into my room very drunk. She had forgotten the key to her own door and wanted to stay. I was okay with this, but because she smelled so much of alcohol, I told her to go and use the toothpaste in my bathroom. I'd expected her to use her finger or something, but I was shocked and a bit disgusted when she walked out of the bathroom with my toothbrush in her mouth. She saw the look on my face and got angry in turn. "What?" she asked, loudly. "We are friends, right? I can't even use your toothbrush." "Were we friends?" I wasn't sure then, and I'm still not sure now. We spent a lot of time together, but I think we were both just curious about how old the other was. Anyway, we shared a few more experiences together, but also grew apart due to several more fights. Eventually, my exchange period ended, and I was to leave China. The last time I happened to see her, her lips were still painted red.